Hello.
Hello, this is Andrew with customer support. We're returning your call. May I have your zip code, please?
Who are you with?
This is a customer service call center. Did you call to inquire about a product you ordered?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Was that for mom? What's my call? A premium grower, whatever fashion?
I'm not sure. So may I have your zip code? Let's see if I can find an order in your name.
Okay, yeah. Is it 53223?
And your first and last name?
Thomas Mulroy, Mulroy.
Okay, thank you. I do see your name here. Will you verify your address for me?
6570 North 80th Street, apartment 322, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53223.
Okay, one moment.
There's a call back for me.
From where?
People are starting to call about the charge.
You know what? What?
Right, they're still on the phone. They're still there. Hello?
I'm still here. My computer's a little slow. I'm almost back with you, okay?
Okay, yeah, great. I just was having trouble hearing it before. I just put down a speaker, so I was very on accident.
Okay, one moment.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so on this account was created when you were trying to win the cookware.
Oh, winning the cookware. Oh my God, yeah. I did try. I was thinking it was somebody else who I had a
She don't
complaint
care.
about. Okay, yeah, that's great. Okay, yeah. Yeah,
The
this is
light's
it.
on in my face.
Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the cookware from
Can you hear me?
Walmart. Hello, yeah. Is that
I'm not sure what company endorses this campaign, but that it was created when you were trying to win the cookware. That's when the account was created.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what is it that I need to do now or whatever?
Well, at this point, you're just waiting to see if you win the cookware.
I thought I had, just because I sent in a shipping, $1,000 and something cents
Where's she
to cover
calling?
shipping, if it was the same program that I'm thinking about. But I applied for it a second time and my application was rejected, so this is the first time I
Why is
applied.
she calling?
Okay. Well, I only see one account here in your name.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's undoubtedly the one I'm talking about. I'm trying to think when that would have been, around the end of September or the first part of October, something like that.
Yes, it was October 9th when you opened this account.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, was that all you needed?
I guess that's, because I hadn't called you guys up, I don't think. I called up about a purchase of some herbals from another company, and I was waiting for them to call me back because they
Okay.
had one of
Well, that's not
the
the same order. So this was
Okay, that's
about the
not.
cookware.
And there's only one. You only have one thing with my name on it, right?
Yes.
You don't have anything from Premium Growth Fashion, whatever it is.
Where's the charge you're referring to?
Pardon?
What is the amount you're referring to? You said the company was premium.
It was 56 and change. Something like 56. Maybe I can see it on the phone. Hold on just a second. There we go. Let's see. Damn, I'm sorry. You still there?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, I'm always worried about that because I drop a lot of people on this phone. Not the best phone. Where is it now? Yeah, it keeps jumping off. Right, it was 56 and change. I think it's 56.97 if I...
Okay. Well, on your account, I see for the cookware, you also joined the shopping club. The shopping club is like a discount club. It gives you access to purchase other products at low cost. So that's part of this order as well.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't have been what I'm looking at, that $56. Yeah, they were supposed to, I paid extra for the order so that I wouldn't be on a repeated order of this, you know, where they'd send the same herbal out every month because I didn't want to take it every month. I want to see whether it worked or not. So they decided to send it to me every month, and they deducted my bank account. And now I'm trying to figure, I can't get a hold of them to change that. I mean, they won't answer their phone, and they won't call me back. So I thought that was who it was.
No, this is not for the herbal products. I don't see any other products on your account other than the membership and the cookware campaign.
Okay,
so you may have to dial a different number for that.
Because I did send $7 and change as the shipping price for the cookware. And I didn't think that all that did was enroll me into some club or something, you know. It was unfair. They said, you have won this cookware, and just send the $7.95. You're one of the lucky three people that got it or something. So,
well,
I don't know.
You did send the $7.95. That was to enter you into the drawing for the cookware. But if you're not going to use the membership, I can close it out for you.
Well, what benefits does that membership have? If I paid for it, I might as well keep it. But
it's a monthly membership fee you would be paying. It gives you access to order gadgets at low cost every month.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. No, I don't like that.
Well, I'll close that one moment.
I definitely didn't. That was not what that particular thing I responded to said. Didn't say anything about that or a recurring charge. That's terrible because it said it was a shipping charge specifically for the cookware. Yeah, that's fraudulent. That's really bad.
Okay, well, I'm closing out the account for you. One moment.
Hang on.
Okay, so this account is closed and the company can't use your account anymore.
Okay, well, that's good. What is the name of the company exactly? Is it part of Walmart or is it a separate branch or something? It was the impression I got from what I responded to was it was Walmart.
So I'm not sure. I don't see any reference to Walmart. Now, Walmart may be one of the companies that endorses the products, but I don't see Walmart as one of the a part of this campaign. This is a call center. So the manufacturer of this product and this campaign is the Koala Company.
Wow.
So if you saw an ad and Walmart is connected with it, that meant Walmart may have promoted or sponsored it.
Definitely, I sent in the money specifically as a handling charge for the cookware, and I was told that I'd want it.
Okay. Right, so there's no indication that you want it yet, but they have your contact information. They will let you know by email, phone, or mail if you want it.
Yeah. Hey, is it possible for you to send me the contact information for them by email?
No, I don't have any information to send you because we're their contact information. We're their contact company. We're the call center for this company.
Okay,
and they would have sent you some type of email confirmation when you created this account back on October 9th.
I never got anything like that. All they did was take my $7.95. Never heard another word from them.
It may have gone to your junk folder. I'll look at it. They sent it to TLMUL. ROY.
Yeah, that's definitely me. 99. That's definitely my money. Yeah. Yeah, TM over 99. Yeah. That's getgmail.com.
Mm-hmm. So I have the account closed out for you.
Okay. Now this contact center here, is it going to show up as a number on my phone?
The call center,
yes. Pardon?
The call center, yes, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
We're here 24/7.
I might want to have a fraud people from my credit union get in touch with you. Because I was fraudulent, which you did with me, with my $7. And you do that 1,000 times, that's a lot of money. So
well,
anyway,
based on what I see, you only charged one time when you initiated.
Oh, I know. No, I'm saying you do that to 1,000 people, which we undoubtedly did. That's a lot of money. And it was fraudulent. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. I mean, it's not you. You know, I'm not accusing you personally of anything, but
right.
That company is running fraudulent advertising. You know, and that's really shouldn't be right. So, okay, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you for calling Customer Support.